This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. That was pianist Jian Liu performing David Hamilton's Clouds Over Aoraki, a musical portrait of cloud formations gathering around the nation's highest mountain, Aoraki, Mount Cook. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 151 of The Joy of Classical Music, in the third and final part of Cloud Illusions, a series within a series that's been all about clouds. When I went in search of cloud music, it turns out that the richest vein came from Aotearoa, New Zealand, fittingly appropriate considering that Aotearoa means the land of the long white cloud. Ever-changing cloud formations are part and parcel of life in this far-flung maritime nation, and it's hard not to be affected by their presence. The previous two episodes have cast clouds as metaphorical, ephemeral, and esoteric, but this week's selections are more inclined towards the literal. Well, mostly. This week's featured composition is the sci-fi-themed Cloud Folk by Wellington-based composer John Sarthis, a work that would have felt right at home with my recent four-part series, Music Inspired by Science Fiction. That is, of course, if it had appeared on any of the dozens of AI-driven searches I let loose as I sought out the sounds of one of classical music's most obscure and underappreciated subgenres. I'm also going to deviate just a little into the realm of jazz, and for very good reason. But we'll get to that. First, it's composer Jenny McLeod, who based her 2021 composition Clouds on her own poem of the same name. And it's got a tricky rhythm, so forgive me if it comes out a bit wonky. Not so much white, fluffy, puffy as here, there, high, bright, low, wild, raggedy, dense, dark, hymnic, calmo, agitato, with a bit of cirro, cumulo, nimbo, stratus, thrown in more like McLeody sort of clouds. From a live performance at the 2024 Martinborough Music Festival, here's the New Zealand trio with Jenny McLeod's playful and mischievous Clouds. Thank you. Kiwi jazz great Mike Knox, Land of the Long White Cloud, isn't classical, but it speaks to the heart of this episode. The centerpiece work from his highly acclaimed 1981 album, On Das, it's a tribute to his homeland. Mata'au is the Maori name for Otago's Clutha River, and composer Gillian Whitehead's Clouds Over Mata'au is a musical portrait of that river and the sky that clothes, protects and provides for it. From her 2018 album, Shadows Crossing Water, here's the Stamic Quartet. Thank you. Composer Ross Harris's 2022 album Collapsed Clouds has been described as Eno meets industrial punk meets Stockhausen. A mix of traditional composition and sonic experimentation, the music is intended to mirror the tension between chaos and order, while reflecting environmental challenges such as the melting ice sheets and darkening oceans. And from that album, here's Dark Clouds. Inspired by Edo period Japanese poetry, the track reflects on the impermanence of clouds and the ability to find beauty even in the bleakest circumstances. Thank you. Mount Porongia is an extinct volcano that can be clearly seen from all aspects of the Waipa region, including the grounds of St. Peter's College on the outskirts of Cambridge, the region's capital. St. Peter's was the venue for the Cambridge Summer School of Music for over 40 years, and Porongia has provided a dramatic and inspiring background for the generations of Kiwi composers who attended the summer school. Composer John Rimmer was so taken by the sight of the clouds that gather over the mountain that he put it to music. Here's Gillian Rivers, Kieran Wright, Hunter Craig, and Josh Meads with Clouds Over Porongia. Cloud Folk is a 2017 composition by Wellington-based composer John Sarthis. The Cloud Folk are extraterrestrial visitors who have hidden themselves in clouds, a handy perch from which they can observe 21st century humanity unseen. Drawn in by curiosity, their interest soon turns to shock as they watch us do terrible things to the planet and to each other, and any thoughts of making contact are hastily abandoned. All of which prompts this question. Is it possible that an extraterrestrial civilization might have found its way to enlightenment without the war, exploitation, dysfunction, and destruction that has marked humanity's ascent? It's a well-trodden sci-fi trope, but a flawed one, I think. Next week, it's episode 4 of New Adventures in Music, and to mark the recent death of French composer Eliane Radicke, I'll be featuring her 1983 Buddhist-influenced composition, Elimination of Desires. Until then, here's the Florida State Percussion Ensemble with Cloud Folk.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.